Welcome to Lethal Refresh.
I'm Danny.
I'm B.
I'm Steph.
I'm Jay.
Let's get lethal. Let's get refreshed. When it's darkest, we always attract the brightest people.
Baby, you a light. Shift my whole world to the right. Please listen to Lethal Refresh on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Nardor to you and Serviette and Doo-doo-loo-doo.
Thank you!
Lethal Refresh, every Monday, 12 to 1 p.m. New music every week.
Re-20. Catch up, yeah, catch that one. I can eat, son. Rockin' in that little tie. Yeah.
Hello.
Beep, beep, beep. Welcome to Lethal Refresh.
We're here. We're back. We're so back.
I'm so back. I've been gone a while.
You are so back.
I hope you guys all missed me, dear listeners.
Yeah, it was just me. Well, Inez was here too for some of it, but for a few weeks. But we're all back.
Yeah. I'm Danny.
And I'm Jay.
And some other members are B and Steph and Inez, who's joining us today. As you would have heard in our promo, we play all new stuff. We're really into local music and really into people that don't have a really big platform. And we don't necessarily have a big platform, but we do have a radio station in here.
We do.
So we can share things here. And I hope you're in the mood to receive some sharings.
Yeah, and we're getting our antenna replaced, like, I think this week, too.
Oh, that's...
It's as soon as the weather clears up.
Nice.
Is what I'm hearing. So soon you'll be able to hear us from a larger distance away.
Larger distance. Oh, I thought it just improved our quality. I didn't know it improved our reach.
Yeah, I think it's both. I think it's quality and reach.
Cool.
But, oh, hello.
Hello.
Hello. We have an Inez.
The aforementioned Inez has joined us today.
In the studio.
I wish you could see the fit. It's so divine. I really like the bag. The bag has legs.
Whoa.
That's what Ewan said.
The bag has... It's also kind of giving bagpipe.
Oh, yeah.
Like, with the, like...
Yeah.
Yeah. Ewan's visiting.
Ewan is visiting. Ewan
is
we're gonna have Ewan on the show.
On the 10th,
for sure.
I think.
Yeah, next week.
Next week. Oh, there's an Amanda coming by.
Oh, yeah, there is an Amanda coming by. Everyone's just here today.
That's really lovely.
How lovely.
It feels like summer feels like the back rooms a little bit at CITR. It feels like when you would have an event at your school growing up and you'd go after hours. It kind of feels like that.
It does, yeah.
But we're here to make it a better vibe.
For sure. And where are we, Danny? Where are we today?
Where are we? Well, we broadcast to the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people, but we are located on unceded Musqueam territory where the people here speak Hunkminum, and this is unceded stolen land, which separates us from the other provinces. Specifically, if you don't know what unceded means, please look it up. And that's where we're located, and we broadcast out to all those territories. So we have another aforementioned individual who's joined us here today, and that is Steph.
Hey, good to be here.
Hey, Steph. How have you been?
Pretty run down with projects.
Yeah?
Honestly, yeah.
You'd film stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay.
Filming and whatnot.
Filming. You have like a thing, don't you?
A thing?
Like a short film or something?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we made a short film over 48 hours for Run and Gun a few weeks back, which is, I think that's screening on the 19th at the Rio.
Oh, at the Rio. Oh, yeah. Shoot. Okay.
Be there or be there. A loser or square.
Be a different kind of polygon.
Whatever yeah, a really kind of loser polygon. Shape is.
Like
that's what you'd
some
be.
Kind of rectangular prism.
Octagon.
That
I don't
also
know.
Sucks.
I yeah, like that, octagons.
Yeah. No. No.
There's
no,
a lot of projects cool. coming through. I run Unseated Airwaves, and usually it's a weekly radio program, but we've changed it for the summer to be one highly edited, high quality podcast per month. There will be, I know our first one, this is like first time reveal. I mean, I've been talking about this for months, but it'll be soundscapes and field recordings, drone recordings of medicine and the land. So that'll be our June episode. But later today at 4 to 5 p.m., I'll be doing a ranty style, fill-in style Unseated Airwaves episode, talking a lot about Palestine and indigenous governments and how angry I am at indigenous government. So tune
go
in for that.
To that. That's at 4, right?
At 4. At but for four. Now, four we're sharing two. A lot of really cool music.
For now, we have a lot of music to go through. And we have a Weather Day interview to air for the first time. Inez and I went to the Weather Day show. Inez.
And
Inez,
me.
Come here. Inez.
Oh.
we
yes,
went to
we
the,
did.
We went to the Weather Day show like a week ago, Sunday. Last Sunday, and it was really great, and I wasn't sure if I was going to get an interview initially, but we did.
It was also Weather Day's first ever performance in Canada.
Yeah, first ever
huge.
Canadian
so cool.
show.
Yeah. And now on the Canadian airwaves.
Now on the Canadian airwaves.
Yeah, they let Sputnik across the border, finally.
They finally yes. let Sputnik into Canada.
Yay!
We have an interview. It's coming up, but we're gonna play two tracks first, and then we're gonna get to the interview. So we're gonna play "Repeat Offenders" by Joanne Robertson and Dean Blunt. Hello, off the album "Backstage Raver," and also 220. "You Have a Beautiful Scar" by Terminal off X. So enjoy these two, and then we're gonna play a little interview.
Shout out.
Goodbye. Oh,
The Wise Club needs your support to keep this East Van Arts and Culture Center in the hands of the community. Join us for a four-night fundraiser concert series on June 14th, 15th, 28th, and 29th, and help keep this irreplaceable venue open. Each night boasts a packed lineup of diverse local talents, including Brass Camo, Leo D.E. Johnson, Alien Boys, Queer as Funk, and many more. For tickets, head over to wisehall.ca or check out their Instagram page at Wise Hall and Lounge. You can also support by purchasing an annual membership or donating directly at wisehall.ca. That's wisehall.ca.
The 47th Vancouver Folk Music Festival comes to Jericho Beach Park July 19th to the 21st. Come hear amazing music from around the globe. Celebrate the best weekend of your summer with artists like the great Jeremy Dutcher, the Milk Carton Kids, Palestine's 47 Soul, BCUC from Soweto, political singer-songwriters Iris Dement, and the UK's Grace Petrie. Listen to Desert Blues from Etran Delaire, Czar Electric from Morocco, Ireland's James Vincent McMorrow, plus artists from Mexico, New Zealand, Ukraine, and so much more. Come experience a weekend of music and magic. We'll see you at the beach for Vancouver Folk Music Festival. Info and tickets can be found at thefestival.bc.ca. Early bird tickets are on sale until June 14th.
Oh yeah, I was gonna ask, like, I guess we talked a lot about Vancouver and stuff, but then in terms of, like, nowadays when people want to talk about music and they're, I feel like they're really obsessed with trying to be like, oh, this is like a Swedish electronic album, or this is like based on this like certain like latitude and longitude in the world.
Yeah.
But then we're now like all like really
it's
online.
So digital, yeah.
We're everywhere and you're really, really immersed and it's like hard to stay. That I was like wondering in terms of like belonging, do you feel more belonging towards like the internet in a way, or like a sense of belonging like sonically anywhere?
I definitely do. Like growing up on the internet, mm-hmm. I feel like I've in a way like I've always been like abroad mm-hmm. while being at home in that way. And especially considering that my music has been like reaching all over the world, and in Sweden, like, not that many people are listening to Other Day. So for me, like, if I perform live, it's very clear that I should go to the States or like Canada or like any of the spots where I have like the most listeners. So like as Weather Day, I really don't feel that Swedish.
Yeah.
I think that I bring something to the table since like Sweden doesn't have an emo scene, mm-hmm. not an apparent one. When I started out, and to some extent still, we do have emo bands, but for me it was like we have I Love Your Lifestyle, mm-hmm. great band, I love them so much. Their first album, We Go Way Back, like the first LP, it's one of my favorites. It feels like I'm like reaching over the internet mm-hmm. more than within my country,
yeah.
for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, so
I also have like a bunch of like internet type references in my lyrics, especially on the new album. It's talking way more about how it is to like grow up on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Were there any like artists that you like listening to then, like with access to the internet, that you think you wouldn't have discovered otherwise, that like influenced you?
Oh, for sure. But I feel like most of them in
just
some
like
way.
Everyone.
Like it's
yeah.
like that's how you find stuff. You find stuff through like YouTube music videos and like going through charts on Rachel Music. You know the vibe where it's like you have like, oh my god, I want to get into this genre and I want to like see what this country has, what this country has, what this country has. It's such a good way to like find new stuff. It's easier than ever, and I think that the sound of our generation making music is like so affected by that, and it's not a new take or anything, it's very like, but it's I think it's something that's so cool, and people are still like catching up to it in some ways. It's still like when someone has like 50 different things they're influenced by that aren't part of their local scene, because like it's so different nowadays. I think that's so cool, and I still like align myself with, holy shit, that's a cool wolf.
I know.
It's a good wolf motif.
The genres that I identify with, like emo, noise pop, the ones that I like usually like call my music, it's still like not enough to describe it, right? It's everything is so individualized while being also like so global. It's a crazy crazy thing.
I was wondering too, like, since Come In came out, because it's been like 5 almost like 6 years now, like
I think it's like just past 5.
Yeah,
I was supposed to have a Toronto show.
Oh, Toronto.
And
yeah.
That would be, I think, the day before or after. I can't remember the actual anniversary for coming.
I see, yeah. Everyone, when they come to Canada, they always go to the East Coast, and they never come to Vancouver. So
I know about that. People love to go to, like, Montreal. They love to go to Toronto. I would love to go to, especially Toronto, but Vancouver has been like my like the goal.
I was wondering though, because you made a lot of that album like on GarageBand, just like right, and then like you like layering stuff, obviously like noise pop, that kind of thing. I'm wondering if like on the new album, how have things, has anything changed like for your creative process, or are you still like using the same things you did then?
Well, for the process, it always changes a lot, but I have like my main things that I do. Something that's kind of, from what I realize from talking to others, that not everyone does, is when I start a project, side projects and weather day stuff, I always do the song titles first. They're subject to change. But if I when I have like a whole track list with song titles, that's like my inspiration, where I'm like, I'm picturing what I want as a whole, and I have that to go off, and I think I've pretty much done that consistently since I started out. For this new album, as Weather Day, Hornet Disaster, I don't use GarageBand anymore. I use Logic for this one. I still use a subpar microphone, but it's way better than the one that was attached to my headphones, like meant for like...
for like gaming.
Yeah,
or
like
something.
Xbox.
Yeah, I keep hearing the Xbox thing. It's not an Xbox thing. It's like regular headphones that have like a hands-free mic, as it was called. Still, like way later, like it was, people still called it that. I don't know, it might be a Sweden thing, but it was still called a hands-free mic, because it's like meant for phone calls. I later learned that if I just used one that, like headphones that didn't have a microphone, I could have gotten better sound, because the iPhone itself has a better microphone, which I think is pretty funny. But now I use like one that is, I think probably used for like voice recordings.
Oh, okay.
But it's gonna sound way better than your album.
Okay.
It's still gonna be lo-fi, and I still have my like crunchy sound.
Yeah.
But it's gonna be refreshing by being kind of different from what I've done before.
Okay. And I was wondering, because there's so many people anywhere that has like an underground scene, people that are trying to record music, or they're like new to mixing, or like they don't know what they're doing, but they want to make it sound a certain way. So do you have like any advice to like anyone that wants to make their own thing, but they don't really know what they're doing?
I think like what I usually say when someone asks something like this, is like I get like these musicians that are in this position where it's like, I don't have the gear I should have to fit this one sound, and they ask for tips. I always try to say like, just like, don't compromise what you want to do. It's very simple, and I bet everyone knows it, but it's always good to hear. It's like, do the thing that you think sounds good. That's what I did, and it worked out for me. I think it's important, because like with everyone having their own personal sound and their own like influences and like having inspirations from wherever, like you need to like keep with that and like stay true to what you want to do. If something sounds weird but you like it, you should go for it, because you want to like stand out in your personal way.
This is kind of a long one, but just as like a queer person, your lyrics have like really affected me, and especially when I listened to like Porcelain Hands for the first time. And like when you say to see yourself, like, I'm not some embarrassing painting. I was wondering, like, often, like, for me at least, creating music as a queer person, it's like cathartic. It takes something off of you.
It's necessary almost.
Yeah. I was wondering how you feel about that, or how like creating music or just art in general, how it like it helps you deal, like, for me when I was younger, it helped me deal with like dysphoria and stuff and that I wasn't feeling in my own body. Just like, how does that?
I think it's sometimes, or like most of the time, it's easier to express yourself through art. And I think that more people should try to do that. A lot of people feel like they're not able to, like, oh, I can't play the guitar, I can't draw, I can't do this or that. Well, like, no, just express yourself. It's the same thing, like, stay true to yourself, express yourself, get your catharsis, do whatever you need to, like, feel heard, but, like, in a personal way where it's, like, you can talk to your friends, but you need to, like, also, like keep a diary or something.
Yeah.
And, like, it's so important.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, I'm glad it could be, like, that you could, like, interpret my album like that. Is definitely a huge part of what that album is, especially that song. I wanted that song originally. The song before it on the track list was supposed to be The Closer.
Mm.
That's why it uses the leitmotif from Come In. You can barely hear it, but it's kind of like, not a lot of people point it out, but it's when you think of it as The Closer, you can hear it. I have the original recording of that song still in the mix as a layer, just because I felt like the original recording of that song that was meant to be The Closer should be in the song, even though it's not The Closer anymore.
Oh, so it's just like the motif.
Yeah. So then I did it more properly, and I wanted to like really bring it home and like tie no, that's Swedish.
Tie the knot?
Not tie the knot necessarily. Okay. Oh, it was like, is a similar one. I was about to say tie the
coming
knot.
Like full circle, finishing.
Yeah.
That type of thing. Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to like wrap it up, basically.
Wrapping,
I wanted to wrap it up in a way that was like, if you've listened this far and you're at the last song, I want you to like get something out of it.
Yeah.
I want you to like think about the experience.
Yeah. And just the last thing, is there anything when you're on tour, is there any like, if you go, let's say if you stop at like 7-Eleven, what kind of food do you get? Or like what snack, or are there any snacks you miss? Any food?
Well, wait, anything I miss?
Yeah.
From Sweden?
Yeah, or like when you're on tour, like what would you get to like eat, to snack?
A funny thing actually is that Swedish fish. Do you have those in Canada?
Yeah, we have.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
sick.
They're a big deal.
Are they? Do you have? I don't know. Are they the same as in America?
Are they different in America?
I'm not sure, because I think y'all care more about the citizens here.
Yeah.
So I don't know how...
I think we still have Red 40 in our...
You have the... Okay, yeah, yeah.
We have it. No, it's almost like, what's your favorite food coloring? Like, what did you grow up on? You know what I mean? Those questions that are like, are you a Red 40 girl or are you a blue,
oh,
like...
Oh, my God. The Swedish fish, either way, they're based on a candy that is from Sweden.
Okay.
We
so
have these fish.
Swedish.
They're not all red in Sweden.
Okay.
We have different colors, but all of them are really pale and sickly looking. That's not the main thing. They're also kind of tough compared to the ones here. When I once, first tried Swedish fish in America, I was like, oh no. Oh no, these are better. And I was like heartbroken. I was like... And also, I don't know, I feel that's probably how millennials felt when they saw The Office for the first time, the American Office, where it's like, oh my god, I like this more. But it's, the Swedish fish, they're better. So I try to get them as
the
much
here.
As I can. Yeah, though,
or
this
in
is
America,
in America.
Yeah.
But if they're the same, it's the same.
I think they're the same here.
They must be. And, I don't know, y'all have I still haven't... I'm going by America right now.
Because
I haven't gotten a chance to see convenience stores here or, like, what you have. But in America, they have, like, a lot of, like, flavored almonds that I think are cool.
Like yogurt ones or, like, with chocolate.
Okay, you must have the crazy ones, too. I don't know, I ate some, like, blueberry almonds.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know. That's mostly for this tour. Like, any snacks that I see out here make me not miss Sweden.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like that. If there's anything I do miss, it's ballerina. That's what I recommend, too. If y'all ever, like, get access to Swedish snacks, get ballerina.
Oh, what's that?
It's like a cracker that has, it's like two parts. Do you have anything similar? I can't think of anything. There's like this, one base that is like chocolate flavored, I think, and then one like plain cracker flavored.
Oh, so it's like a wafer, almost?
Kind of.
Layers, yeah.
And it's like circular, and in the middle, between those two, kind of like an Oreo, you have nougat.
Mm.
And then also like in the middle, like the center, like a lot of it. They are really good. They're so good. And for soda, I recommend Trocadero.
Trocadero, okay.
Trocadero.
Okay.
That's how I want the spelling bee today. That one is good. It's a unique soda.
Okay. Thank you so much.
No problem.
Yeah.
This is fun.
Yeah.
Those good questions too.
Yeah.
Thank you. No problem. It was a really great show. So
yeah.
Thank you.
I appreciate that.
It was nice to get lost and just like...
Oh, hell yeah.
This land that we made.
I went to the Panchico show and I was sad. I was like, oh...
They did not do a good job of... no shade to them. I bet they were like... Because I was waiting for the visa to like get ready.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I bet that they didn't have enough time to announce it. But I feel bad for the people that went primarily for me, which I've heard were
all of CITR went. But it's okay because we all came here.
I was so excited that I could like do a makeup show here
And like DIY also.
Yeah, I prefer the DIY shows so much by far.
Uh-huh.
I prefer them. It's like, especially like when you can get like the local openers and stuff. I've said this to everyone that I was like asked.
Uh-huh.
But it's different with DIY.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, community, all we have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, for sure.
Uh-huh.
Like the, it was a fun experience
uh-huh.
going on the like huge stages for the Panchico leg of the tour.
Yeah.
But I'm so glad to be back on these, like, the DIY ones.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. Also,
you.
I love the merch, too.
Yeah.
Like,
thank you.
Yeah.
I'm happy. These are, like, my favorite
mm-hmm.
designs that I made, probably.
Is it for... It was for the America?
Oh.
For coming overseas?
For this tour,
yeah.
It was supposed to be, I did have like 3 Canadian dates, but now it ended up being just 1.
Did you do the designs?
Yeah, I make I do everything weather day.
Awesome, okay.
The disclaimer is that I did not make the flyers for the tour.
Yeah, no,
yeah,
I figured,
yeah.
But
for all the bit small venues.
Yeah, but like the merch, I do all of it. I do all recording, all writing, everything.
Wow.
Yeah, I have like such a strong like image of what I want to do, so I try to like do it all myself.
Yeah, I got the long sleeve shirt, the one with all the, like there's the text
on
the
yeah.
arms, and it's so pretty.
That has a bunch of, I don't know, Northern Lion?
Yeah.
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 The I have a sample with him on the album, and on one of the sleeves, I have lyrics from that song, and it's named after something that he said on the screen. That's all I can say right now. But it's like, so it has that, and it has like lyrics from another song also on the album, and also some from like Five Pebbles, the side project I have.
Five Pebbles.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you listen.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna drop some new Five Pebbles stuff. I think that might be the next thing I do.
Uh-huh.
I need some,
uh-huh.
like, a break.
Uh-huh.
The album's done.
Right.
So I'm waiting for it to drop. And during that time, I'm going to rest. I haven't done that in 2 years.
Yeah.
I've been working way too many 16-hour days plus. So I'm excited to rest.
That's
and crazy. Do some, like, fun side project stuff, like,
yeah.
during that. So I'm going to do Five Pebbles. I'm going to do Lola's Pocket PC.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe even rhinoplastic bubbles. We'll see.
Also the weather glow, that was really great.
Mm-hmm.
Oh hell yeah. I'm so happy with that. I'm not good with collabing since I have like the thing that I said where I want to do everything myself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But that one, I was so happy because like me and Asian Glow were good friends. Oh my god, they're so sweet. They came to last year to South by Southwest, and we like performed together from Weather Glow. It was so much fun. I obviously didn't go this year to South by Southwest. They can eat this.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Hey,
no,
coming.
Thank you.
I hope to be back soon.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes,
yeah.
Thank you.
Bye.
Hello, hello. We are back.
Welcome back.
That was a lot of things, actually. That was Repeat Offenders by Joanne Roberts and Dean Blunt. 220, You Have a Beautiful Scar by Terminal. A Weather Day interview. And also that last one was Porcelain Hands by Weather Day. I've come in. I decided to play that song because we had a little conversation about Porcelain Hands. Very important song to me. And yeah, it was such a great interview. They're such a chill person to talk to. And I felt like we just could have like sat there for longer, but they had to go mm-hmm. because they were playing in Portland the next night. So had to drive like 5-6 hours. I don't know how long it is to get there, but really, really fun. Fun show, fun interview. It was my first time seeing Pale North live too, one of the openers, and they were really, really good.
I really like Pale North.
Yeah. No, they like killed it.
I really like, especially what you shared with me of where that interview took place.
Oh yeah, and because we did the interview, it was after the show. It was like 12:30-ish. Because after the show ended, there was a line of people like for signing stuff, like records and yeah. stuff.
Yeah. It was really cool because that, like, the interview style sounds like when I've talked to some really, like, small musicians who are just friends of divas or people I just meet in the smoking area at Redgate. And, like, that's so cool that it's, like, Weather Day. Just, like, I really wish I could hear more from artists I listen to a lot in that kind of scene and setting and, like, how they are just, like, chilling in the smoking area because that's really how it felt, like, with that interview. And that's literally where it was. But I think that was really awesome.
Thank you. It was just, like, under the interview. It was just, like, under the deck.
I know the spot.
Yeah, under the deck. There's, like, a chair there now. There's, like, a little throne mm-hmm. thing.
I have a lot of scribings from past times. I remember there's, like, a little portrait I did of you from, like, a year ago.
I remember, yeah.
Almost 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah. There's a whole row of, for those loyal listeners that remember Nikki V, there's a row of portraits of, I think, Nikki B and Jay at Redgate on the wall.
There
downstairs.
Is.
That one I did of Nikki where you can tell she has a joint in her mouth from, like, how I'm drawing it. So, Nikki!
We miss you, Nikki. Miss you very much.
Wow. Weather Day.
Weather Day. That was cool. Also, during the interview, they mentioned, like, they just, like, stopped and then was like, that wolf is really cool. There was, like, someone drew, like, a wolf on, like,
I didn't draw it, but earlier in the night, I had that exact same conversation with some other people. I was like, that wolf is really sick.
Someone drew a wolf on, like, a slab of, like, concrete or something?
It's just, like, in the, like, downstairs bottom like back corner there's like a little risen bit of concrete and in the middle of it someone's drawn like a wolf's face.
Yeah, it was awesome.
And what earlier in the night use? Probably a paint pen.
Probably a paint pen.
But I was just sitting there like between one of the sets high off my ass, to be honest, looking at that wolf. And I hope Sputnik had a similar experience.
Yeah, it sounds like they did. There was also someone that came from Kelowna. They drove from Kelowna to do portraits after the show, too, which was really awesome. They were like, oh, yeah, I drove like 4.5 hours for this.
Wow.
Really excited. It was really awesome. Really great.
Wow. I'm from the South Okanagan, which is even farther away, and I don't think I'd do that. But shout out this person from Kelowna.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Like a long ways. But
Kelowna sucks if you're like a queer neurodivergent people person wanting to be a part of a scene, especially there's very little there. It's almost like another Calgary. it's very interesting.
I feel like that would spur me to drive 4 hours. Like
yeah,
if there was
absolutely.
No scene, I would for sure.
But I think they're still developing those photos, but they will post them eventually. Because they were also taken all in the smoking area.
Yeah, all the photos were in the smoking area.
Was Max there? Are there any Max photos?
Oh, Max was there, yes.
Yeah, Max was up front with a new flash. Or not that new, actually. I think Max has had that flash.
You were way up at the front.
Max was on the left of the stage. I was on the right. And I actually, I was really excited to post some portraits and the TGH Scrams photos I took, but I still have photos from the Weather Day set that I've got to go through and upload at some point.
Yeah, and they mentioned after the show that they got like a full recording of the show.
Whoa.
So I think Redgate like
recorded it.
Yeah, yeah. But they like sent it to them. Okay. Yeah. So maybe one day we'll see it. Nice. I don't know.
Almost the same day you guys were doing that, it was the day after, but I was in Tofino and we saw someone get engaged for the first time, and there was someone who was taking photos and videos and had like a really good camera, and we watched them like walk over, get information, and then like take more. It was just really sweet. Shout out people with the camera who are really nice.
That's awesome.
Backbone of society.
Exactly. I think we should get to some more music though, just because we have a little bit of time left. We have some time to fill. So we're gonna play some more music. We're gonna play. Let's get really loud. Let's get really loud.
Yes.
We're gonna play. There's a new Jisei album out called Positive Affirmations. I couldn't go to the release party show, but it's a great album. So we're gonna play Sanrio Spin Kick Zone.
Jisei is always a good time.
Yeah.
I think they have more shows coming up. Anyways.
I think there's more shows. Yeah.
Hopefully and then with TGH Scrams.
Yeah, they were really great too. Yeah. And then after that, we're going to play No Way by February. It's like, it's not February, but it's, the band is called February. The album is called February. Is like, it's spelt like it's supposed to, like how it's normally spelt. And these are some of the song titles on it. There, we got Markiplier Saved My Life.
Whoa.
Some of y'all.
Slow Dance, yeah. Slow Dance Tune for Abigail. Kill Yourself If You Have Tinder.
Up for it.
Change it to Snapchat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Another one I can't particularly say. But, wait, here.
Let's, hold on. Your hosts have to hear what this is.
Which one?
This one.
You
that
can
one.
See bitches on the air.
No.
Bitches
no.
Love My Whale Belt. We can say anything if it's a title.
Yeah, it's a title. Yeah, it's fine. Bitches Love My White Belt.
Yes, they do.
There's that too. Just wait till I blow up. So anyways, we're going to play those two tracks.
My goal in life is to blow up and then act like I don't know nobody.
Oh my God. Okay. Enjoy.
And you're listening to Unseated Airwaves on CITR 101.9 FM at
We have been called the Indians.
Justified in opening fire that day. Amy Allen has more.
The virus took on many shapes. The bear, the elk, the antelope.
Hosted by the Indigenous Collective of CITR 101.9 FM, Unseated Airwaves unveils the hidden pages of Indigenous history and contemporary existence. Collective meetings are hosted on Thursdays at 6 p.m. in the lower atrium of the Nest CITR station, with a remote option as well. We are back and looking for passionate folks to contribute to the process of putting together our weekly radio show. Our community centers Indigenous joy, excellence, and current issues. Friends and allies are welcome. No experience is necessary. Come learn with us. Our Instagram is Unseated Airwaves, and that's the best way to keep up with us. If you're interested in getting involved or you have any questions, email me, indigenouscollective@citr.ca.
Crimes and Treasons Radio, this is Riff Raff. Every Tuesday from 9 to 11 p.m. on 101.9 FM.
Yes, yes, you and I rock with the best. 101.9 CITR Radio. Crimes and Treasons, this is your boy Just Blaze. Right now you're rocking with Jules Andre Brown, Rolly Rails, Jamal Steels, and Horsepower. You know what it is, right?
Yo, it's Iron Sue, man. I want to shout out Crimes and Treasons Radio, man. CITR 101.9, man. Turn up, turn up, turn up.
Where you can find me, you will find loot. is climbing through the mud.
Hello, hello. We're back. Meow. You just heard two songs there. You heard Sanrio Spin Kick Zone by Jisei and No Way by February. Those were very aggressive, violent, noisy.
There was a little part where it had the same like effect as like the COD zombies. Like, ah!
Yeah, I heard you say that like randomly. Yeah.
Yeah, but it was was still very, very good. My brain got a little distracted, though.
Maybe it's just Wednesday and February and that Mary in the Junkyard song called Tuesday, but I feel like there's an influx of songs named after periods of time.
Days of the week, months.
Yeah. I feel like, I don't know, maybe people are kind of...
Periods of time are in.
Hopefully one day they'll be out so we can all rest.
Space is out, time is in.
Exactly. Well...
Give up your physical form.
Give up your physical form.
My screen time on the clock app? Insane.
On the clock app, yeah.
I've always fucking... I'm always on that thing.
Well, that is our show for today. And I hope you enjoyed. I hope you enjoyed very much. This will be online too. If you missed the interview, it'll all be up online. CITR.
Up on the web.
CITR.ca. Lethal Refresh.
Check it out.
Thank you for tuning in. And I think we have Chris Horrific next with Parts Unknown. So
we should
enjoy.
Yeah.
Where's he at?
Of his way.
He's here.
Chris will take care of you.
Dog.
All right. See you. Have a good one. Bye.